Now, as we heard earlier, one of the patients who passed through the unit is 36-year-old mum of two, Helen Jones, from school Aycliffe, who went to the doctors after her heart rate started racing. She was booked in for an exploratory operation and agreed to let our reporter David McMillan watch the procedure take place.
Well, this is control room one of the cardiology department at the James Cook University Hospital. It's a room full of monitors. The screens are covered in coloured bands with squiggly lines pulsing from left to right. Now, Helen is next door. She's actually behind a blind at the moment. They're just preparing her for her operation. But to my right, there's a gentleman being operated on who's just been rushed to the hospital. Now, I'm joined here by Dr. Vineet Wadira. Could you just tell us what's happening next door?
Well, this gentleman has presented to the hospital in the last few minutes with a suspected heart attack. I don't know exactly where he's come from, but the likelihood is that he's had a heart attack in the community, has been picked up by an ambulance. They've diagnosed a heart attack on his ECG, and he's been rushed here for an emergency treatment.
So what will actually be happening through there at the moment?
Well, the consultant involved is doing an angiogram, which is basically an X-ray of the coronary arteries. And he's looking for a blockage, and once he's identified a blockage, he will try to open it up with a procedure called a stent.
What does that mean?
A stent is a small metal tube which is inflated in the artery over a balloon and restores blood supply and limits the heart muscle damage that might otherwise be caused if the blockage was ongoing.
We've got a couple of key monitors in front of us. There's a black and white screen, which I assume is scanning the gentleman's heart at the moment. There's a couple of computer screens with amber lines flashing along them. What do these monitors tell us?
So the monitors with the amber lines, that's his heart rhythm tracing. And I can see from looking at those monitors that he's having a heart attack, which is affecting the bottom of his heart. And then on the X-ray picture there, we can also see that vessel now is blocked. You can see the dye going into the artery, so that's the vessel that will open up.
It's probably a very obvious question, but I imagine a situation like this, time is really of the essence.
Time is of the essence. The adage goes that minutes mean muscle, so the longer that the artery is blocked, the more likely there is to be extensive damage to the heart muscle involved.
Just going on, perhaps out of the control room for a second, but anyone who's come to James Cook may have seen a bridge which seemingly goes over the car park and straight into the hospital. Can you just explain what the purpose of that is?
Well, we operate a 24/7 service here, and we cover patients in the region all the way up to north of Peterlee, out to the west past Darlington and down south into North Yorkshire. The bridge is to get quick access to the lab. We try to get patients in as soon as possible.
So the blinds have just been opened, and actually we can look into Helen's operation. She looks content enough. She's blinking and she's nodding to one of the consultants who's there beside her. What will have happened while the blinds were down, and what's the first steps as Helen undergoes her procedure?
Well, the blinds are there to maintain Helen's dignity. During that time, she has had the various bits of monitoring equipment attached to her skin. She's had the area in her leg cleansed with antiseptic solution, and she's had sterile drapes placed onto her, onto the area that we're working on. And now the doctor is starting to put tubes into her legs so we can get access to her heart for the remainder of the procedure.